Students at Skidmore College rallied for racial justice on the first day of classes Monday. Monday night's rally in Saratoga Springs was organized by the student organization Pass the Mic. Adia Cullors, one of the demonstration's organizers, spoke into a megaphone.
It's unfair. It's shameful. That again and again, we have to take time away from our education to pressure Skidmore administrators to treat us with respect.
Pass the Mic prepared a list of 19 demands to college administrators. The first on the list is to create a zero-tolerance policy toward racism. The last, a dialogue with new college president Mark Connor. The protesting students walked the short distance down North Broadway to Connor's residence, where the demands were read aloud. Then black students took turns sharing stories of racism they've experienced on campus and in the city of Saratoga Springs. Stories ranged from stares and looks on the campus that is 88% white to being called the N-word. First-year student Olivia Berenson said she was afraid of coming to the private liberal arts college after an incident in the city just weeks earlier.
Seeing what happened in July made me kind of frightened to come to a school that I knew was mostly white, but it made me frightened to see that my peers and I might not be treated, well, definitely wouldn't be treated the same way.
On July 30th, a Back the Blue pro-police rally was held in Saratoga Springs. A crowd of mostly white demonstrators marched to Congress Park, where they were met with Black Lives Matter counter-protesters. The groups traded insults and threats and were kept apart by mounted police. After the rally, several Black Lives Matter protesters continued their demonstration on Broadway, before police and riot gear used pepper bullets against the line of mostly young residents. The city has defended its actions that night. One student claimed a man in a Make America Great Again hat confronted her in a coffee shop, yelling, "USA, USA." The list of demands by Pass the Mic includes the firing of faculty members who attended the Back the Blue rally. 4 days later, Connor, who was sworn in as Skidmore's eighth president earlier in July, pledged to involve Skidmore students to talk through the events of the protest with city officials. Saratoga Springs resident and Skidmore student Julian Tushabe, who attended the July 30th protest, was invited.
I was the only black student there. We're talking about the things black students want to see change at our school, but we don't have black voices being heard.
Tushabe said he feels he's been asked multiple times to attend the meetings with city officials because he's black. An African immigrant, Tushabe said he's been pulled over and questioned by city police his entire life. President Connor was not made available for an interview with WAMC, but a statement delivered by college spokeswoman Sarah Miga said Connor has, quote, expressed his and the college's support for the right of students to protest peacefully, end quote. Miga said the college would address students' concerns through ongoing community dialogue. On Sunday, in a message to students in the virtual convocation for the class of 2024, President Connor said the twin events of the COVID-19 pandemic and the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody, quote, have brought into relief the stark inequities in America and the outcry for anti-racism efforts and racial justice.
This is why I announced on my very first day, in my very first message, the Presidential Initiative for Racial Justice at Skidmore. On September 1st, I'll share more details on that plan after a summer spent in dialogue with many of our constituencies on these issues and how best to address them at Skidmore.
To view the entire list of demands by student organization Pass the Mic, as well as coverage of social justice rallies across the Northeast, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.